Hi, this is a dictation for Alicia Robinson. A-L-I-C-I-A-R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Date of service 5/25/2022. Date of birth is 3/11/53. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. The patient reports that an MRI could not be done on her for cervical spine and thoracic spine, or the brain MRI with and without contrast for ruling out the aneurysm of the right brain that she reports. She reports that currently her pain in the head, headache is around 8, neck pain is 8, mid back and lower back pain is reported to be 9. There is a radiation of pain and numbness and tingling to both arms involving all the fingers, to both legs in front and back involving the entire leg in a glove-like fashion. She reported that she fell down and she hit her head on an armchair very badly, although she did not go to the hospital. The cause of the fall was severe headache that was there. Although physical therapy is continuing, she reported that her headache is now 50% better since the time of fall. It has been a few days. She's also scared of any injection treatment, as she has a seizure one time when she had a lumbar epidural injection. She doesn't want them. She has signed a release for that. Her pain level is between 7 and 9, and the ADLs are reported affected at 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 overall. 60% relief in the pain has been obtained with the current pain management protocol. The patient reports the following ADLs. They are general activity, walking ability, work, relationship with people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, while mood is affected, 8. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches that are 50% better, but they are still 8, 7 to 8 when they come. And there is a difficulty sleeping, fatigue, and poor work performance, nightmares. But the patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work, poor grades at work, loss of memory, confusion, or disorientation. She has had no seizures and no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the shoulders bilaterally, along with stiffness in the neck and the lower back, and pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, and both shoulders. She also complains of pain in both hip, both ankle and feet, wrist and hand pain, as well as severe difficulty in walking. Pins and needle are reported, and decreased range of motion for both shoulders are reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has occasional incontinence of the urine, but there is no frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are persistent cramps in the both legs and feet. They feel like numbness and tingling. In last 30 days, patient reports some improvement in the symptoms. In the medical history, patient reports that she fell down, hit a chair, leading to more increased pain. She has had MRA, MRI, CT scan. She has a new appointment for the MRI on 6/2/2022. No new hospitalization, no new surgical history or weight loss. No other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Fearnal with codeine and muscle relaxer Xanidine to control her severe headache post aneurysm of the right brain. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 138/101. Pulse is 69, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 5/10/2022, dictation number 0512-081. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue Fearnal with codeine, 30 milligrams, with aspirin for 325 and caffeine 40, one or two tablets, 6-hour PRN, 60 tablets total. Patient is advised to see Dr. Guthi Kanta for continuing pain management. She's also advised to see a neurosurgeon for her MRI issues with the brain aneurysm. An MRI of the cervical spine and thoracic spine was ordered on the last visit, which has not been done. It is reported that it will be done soon. The MRI that I have are dated 8/30/2021, and they show that there is a multi-level disc bulge with a herniated disc at L3-4 and disc bulge at L4-5, L5-S1. So she did not have a MRI of the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and she can get it done if she likes. At this time, patient doesn't want any injection treatment or any other surgical treatment. Patient is advised to try acupunctures and continuous physical therapy home-based to bring her some further relief. Thank you.